March the 19th, 2023, Exodus, chapter 25, the Ark of the Covenant. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you this morning, Father God. Thank you for your word, for indeed you are worthy. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. It's a fantabulous Sunday morning, Oyes Domingo. Great opportunity to be here with you today, family, sharing in the reading of God's word, hearing God's voice, allowing him to speak to us each and every morning, his instructions, his directions, his promises. We are so grateful. Gratitude confirms our relationship. Thank you, Father God. And family, it is so much to talk about when we read the Old Testament. And I welcome you guys on the platform, on the WhatsApp platform, to share in, to give examples or different experiences that you are having, revelations that you may be having, even as we spoke about when the people of God saw God. I referenced Jesus. What do you think? What's your reference? And there's some, even on Friday, we spoke about the three festivals that was offered up to God. And one of them in particular, the harvest of wheat, the harvest festival, or known as the harvest or the festival of weeks, also known as Pentecostal. Christians today still celebrate the harvest of weeks, also known as Pentecost. That's our Bible trivial for today. And if we do, when do we celebrate it? So as we continue in the word, family, be blessed. Let him speak to you. Let these words marinate in your mind, in your heart. And again, if you have revelation, or if you have deeper insight, or if you have something to share extra or add it to the word, because there's a lot to share, and I won't be able to get it all in when it comes to the Old Testament especially, we do welcome and covet your involvement, your contributions. Indeed we do. So let's go into this word, Exodus chapter 25, the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel that they take for me a contribution. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall receive the contribution for me. And this is the contribution that you shall receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins, goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones, and stones for setting, for the ephod and for the breastpiece. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture. You shall make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, 1 cubit and a half its breadth, and 1 cubit and a half its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and outside shall you overlay it, and you shall make it on it a molding of gold around it. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on its 4 feet, 2 rings on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark by them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And you shall put it into the ark, the testimony that I shall give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, and 1 cubit and a half its breadth. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of hammered work shall you make them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub on 1 end and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat shall you make the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. their faces one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And you shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel. You shall make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, a cubit its breadth, and a cubit and a half its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a molding of gold around it. You shall make a rim around it, and a hand breadth wide, and a molding of the gold around the rim. And you shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and fasten the rings to the 4 corners as its 4 legs. Close to the frame, the rings shall lie as holders for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and the table shall be carried with these. And you shall make its plates and its dishes for incense, and its flagons and bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold, and you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me regularly. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work, its base, its stems, its cups, its calyxes, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it. And there shall be 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. 3 cups made like almond balsams, each with calyx and flower on one branch, and 3 cups made with almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on the other branch. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand, and on the lampstand itself, there shall be 4 cups made like almond blossoms, with their calyx and flowers, and a calyx of one piece with it under each pair of the 6 branches going out from the lampstand. Their calyxes and their branches shall be of one piece with it, the whole of it a single piece of hammered work of pure gold. You shall make 7 lampstands for it, 7 lamps for it, and the lamps shall be set up so as to give light on the space in front of it. Its tongs and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made with all these utensils out of a talent of pure gold. And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which is being shown you on the mountain. Glory, hallelujah. The Ark of the Covenant. Thank you, Father God, for your word on today. Indeed, it is light. It is life. Yesterday, family, we spoke about the worship to God. We spoke about the covenant being established between God and the children of Israel. Today, we speak about the Ark of the Covenant. The contribution of gold, silver, and bronze, yarns, linen, goat's hair, ram skins and acacia wood, oil for the lamps, fragrant incense, and more offered by the people of God to build this ark. A sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst, says the Lord our God. Glory, hallelujah. The Israelites were to make a tabernacle and all its furnishings. The tabernacle or the sanctuary would be a tent where God could make his presence known and would dwell among his people. The tabernacle could be taken down and reassembled as the people traveled from place to place. Eventually, after Israel settled in the promised land and found rest from their enemies, the tabernacle will be replaced by a temple. King Solomon, David's son, and we'll see that later on in 1 Kings. Oh, hallelujah. You know, there is much, as I said earlier, there is so much to be discussed, and especially concerning the covenant of the ark. However, for time's sake, I will point out just 2. One is the table overlaid with pure gold, where the priest was to put the bread of the presence. The other is the lampstand made of 75 pounds of pure hammered gold, which was to be kept burning every night. by the priest. Now the bread foreshadowed someone who would arrive on the scene later in history. The true bread of God is his son Jesus, the bread of life. The Gospel of John says, whoever comes to him will never be hungry. Glory, hallelujah. The lampstand also foreshadowed the Messiah, his son. Jesus declared also in the Gospel of John, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you today. Thank you, Father God, that even 6,000 years ago, you knew what we would need today. You already knew before the foundation of the world that you had a plan and a purpose to redeem us from the sin that our first father, Adam, committed toward you. You loved us so much, Father God, that you gave your only begotten Son. You didn't want us to be far from you. You wanted us to be near to you. So you created, oh hallelujah, a way for us to be redeemed back unto you, that our relationship will be right with you once again. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for your Son Jesus and your Holy Spirit that lives in us, that points us to you each and every time we hear and see your word. We hear your directions. We see your truth. We see all that you are and all that you continue to do. By your grace, by your mighty hand, by your power, and by the authority that you have given us to carry it out. We bless and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God, because we know that beside you there is no other. And we look to you for strength, for guidance each and every day, our daily bread, that we may walk circumspect to your will and your way, knowing that your will done your way will not lack your supply. We bless you, Father God. We thank you for blessing and watching over our family. Thank you for healings. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the anointing, Father God, that is in your word that comes through your Holy Spirit. We love you today. We honor you. We praise you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We give to you this day. Oh, hallelujah. We commit ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice. We give our bodies, our mind. We give it all unto you, Lord Father God. This is our reasonable form of worship. We praise you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, Yeshua, the Anointed One. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Oh, family, be blessed today. Be blessed, be encouraged. Be enlightened, be inspired. Share your revelations with me, share it with others, share it with those around you, family. Let the word of God become life. Let it become living water that you drink, that you eat, that you walk out each and every day. God is truly good. And those of you, my friends, those of you who do not know or understand that where this excitement is coming from, where this love, this joy is coming from, we want you to know that this is your hour. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but God said if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If out of your mouth you call upon the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Anointed One, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. You shall call God Abba, Father, and walk with the family of believers. Indeed, we want to walk with you. This journey was not made to be walked alone. It was made to be walked and shared with community, doing life one with another, sharing ups, sharing downs, joys and sorrows, rejoicing with one another. We love you, family. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, glory, hallelujah.